Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. On Wednesday, April 22nd, we celebrate the 45th anniversary of Earth Day. Here at UMD, students in the Art and Design Department have submitted their work, been judged, and selected to be part of the Student Annual Exhibition at the Tweed Museum of Art. And this Saturday, they open the studios to the community and welcome them to campus for a tour and more. It's all part of an annual tradition here in Duluth, the annual Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop. Galleries are open from 11 till 5 on Saturday for a tour all around Duluth, Canal Park, all the way to UMD. Here at UMD, it's Open Studios Day with music and food and throughout the art department and, of course, the annual student exhibition on display at the Tweed Museum of Art. Today, we hear from the jurors, Chris Atkins of the Minneapolis Institute of Arts and Sam Michaels, a graphic designer from Minneapolis.
My name is Christopher Atkins. I'm the coordinator of the Minnesota Artist Exhibition Program at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
And I'm Sam Michaels, and I'm the senior designer at Studio on Fire, which is a design and letterpress studio in Minneapolis.
You were both jurors at the UMD Student Exhibition this spring.
Yeah, so it's an online jurying process for the first round of like creating the show. So we were sent kind of like an online entry system to go through.
There were a lot. I mean, there were more than 400 that we looked at. Mm-hmm. It was a really great variety. It was a lot of fun to go through so many. A lot of hard decisions to make. A couple of criteria that kind of came out the longer mm-hmm. we talked. One of the things that we talked about is, do we see some future promise in the work?
Yeah, so that was the kind of like the saleable skills aspect of it. But with any art, we definitely were looking at concept. I think across all mediums is always kind of the most important part.
The beauty of the process is that Sam and I could look at all of the works remotely. We did it all at our own homes in front of our own computers. And it's now that she and I got the chance to hang out and look at them together. But when you're looking at them on a computer and you're looking at them in the gallery, they're different. Some mm-hmm. pieces, I know you were talking about one piece that you thought was much bigger. Mm-hmm. And I thought something was much smaller, which doesn't seem like a big deal. But, you know, with some of these pieces, it does make a difference.
Knowing what I picked and, you know, kind of wondering what he picked and then wondering how they're going to put all of those next to each other in a gallery, I think is always kind of exciting to see how it's approached from a curatorial, you know, standpoint.
Share a little bit about what you brought to the table.
Personally, I went to school here, so having entered the student show and knowing that frenzy and then knowing I knew the space coming into it was just a kind of probably a different perspective than a lot of jurors bring to this specific show.
I came to it from a art historical curatorial perspective. I was looking at kind of the variety of the work that's being done here. Because it's an art and design, I was interested to see, are there artists doing some overlaps between the two? And there were a few. And then I know a few of the faculty here as well, too. So I wanted to see, well, how are some of the faculty influencing their students? Or how are some of the students picking up on what their professors are sharing with them and catering to their own needs and using that for their own, develop their own voice? Once you leave school is when you do just as much learning as when you're in school. You get to unlearn some things when you're on your own and you get develop your own studio. And you spend some time not being in school before either going to graduate school or onto your next career. So there's definitely some interesting voices there, and there's definitely some good work as well, too.
Tell me just a little bit about your education.
I came from a pretty traditional art historical background in my undergraduate studies. And the first art historical class that I took was really a filler. And I had the right teacher at the right time in my life that really kind of cracked the egg of what art could be as an academic discipline that really just hooked me and didn't let go. I declared my major as art history after that first semester. So I knew right away that that's what I wanted to do.
There are just so many different parts of learning that, yes, getting to the show and applying to the show when I was in school was, you know, huge, that terror of submitting and the strangers judging you. But then there's like trying to do what your professors are saying, and then also kind of being super jealous of what my peers were doing. And that was almost more motivation than anything. So that kind of just driving force of you know, inspiration around you, I guess.
I'd like to just say thanks to the Art and Design Department for inviting me to be part of this process. I'm really honored to be asked and really appreciative. So thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to say thanks as well. And then also, it's been really cool to talk to the students. Some of the students took us out to lunch.
Yeah.
And kind of hearing, I think they're all seniors, and just kind of that little bit of panic in their voice, but they're excited. And so, yeah, it's been really great getting to know everyone along the way.
Find more information about the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop and Open Studio Days at our website at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at kumd.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again or subscribe to our podcast. Share comments at jensen@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.